This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump's infrastructure czar quit the other week, and if the administration's big initiative to fix crumbling roads, bridges, airports, water mains, and power lines really ever launches in earnest, the phrase public-private partnership will be a cornerstone. Now, if you're vague on these, we have a teachable moment now from Central Florida. There's a $2.3 billion project with the state and private companies overhauling Interstate 4 near Orlando. Marketplace's Renata Sago went over there.
On any given day, cars zip on and off the ramps connecting Interstate 4 to Lee Road. For many drivers, it's the way into Winter Park, a bedroom community near Orlando known for historic homes, good shopping, and easily accessible pancakes. Jerry Everett helps run the Denny's there.
The fact that we're located next to I-4, it creates a lot of business, creates a lot of traffic. We're getting people from all over.
But less than a mile away, also a short drive from the highway, the town of Eatonville sees less action. It's one of the nation's first incorporated black municipalities, established in 1887. Mayor Eddie Cole calls the quiet town of 2,200 residents an African-American Mayberry.
I love the cluster of Eatonville being just a small community.
How you doing?
At its height, Eatonville was a booming hub for black business in the segregated South, but a chunk of the town was bulldozed to make way for Interstate 4 in the 1950s, hitting the town hard. Eatonville draws thousands of visitors for a festival honoring writer Zora Neale Hurston, but the pace otherwise is slow. That's why news of an interstate makeover in 2011 gave town residents and officials hope. The state and its partner, a private firm called I-4 Mobility Partners, would be sharing $2.3 billion in costs to renovate the interstate. Mayor Cole remembers thinking that maybe Eatonville would get an interchange that could attract visitors and boost the town's struggling economy.
When we didn't get a ramp, at first I was like, man, that ain't right.
The state turned down the proposal, and the private firm's only responsible for construction and maintenance. Lorene Bobo with the Florida Department of Transportation says Eatonville's better off without an interchange.
They would not have the property, as much property as they do today, if we put an interchange in there as well.
The private partner will instead place signs at nearby interchanges to direct visitors to the Eatonville Historic District. In Eatonville, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.